Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us once again. I'm Brad Brown. Devlin, questioning from Christine today. Christine's saying, my already active 14-year-old son would like to take up cycling. What distances are safe for him to be doing, and is there a difference in the workout he'll get on a road bike as compared to a mountain bike? I think it's a fantastic question, and yeah, good for him and good for her as a mom to have a teenage boy who's quite active and wants to get out there.
Yeah, it's a great question, and I suppose something that we're seeing a lot more for the youngsters taking up cycling now. I think the first thing with regards to, let's talk the bike first. So are we looking at mountain biking or cycling for your son itself? So or road cycling. You're always going to get more benefit on a mountain bike. You're having to put out a lot more effort. The bike's usually heavier. You generally will build a lot more strength on the mountain bike side of things, even if you are riding it out on the road. But again, if your son is a road cyclist or that's where his passion will lie, it is important to be riding on the bike that he typically might be racing on. In terms of how the distance is for his age, look, there's a couple of things we look a little bit more from a scientific point of view to determine, firstly, as a 14-year-old, what is his chronological age versus his biological age? And what I mean by that is, how much has your 14-year-old son developed from a training point of view? So you do get athletes that are young, but they are very well developed and can handle a lot more load than certain other 14-year-olds, for instance. Typically in the cycling for an athlete of that age, I would say sort of 30 to 40, maybe even 50 Ks, depending on the kind of riding that he is doing and the intensity of the riding, is relatively safe. It is important, though, that they are getting enough rest, firstly, so not always necessarily doing 50 Ks every day of the week, so making sure that's important. And then at the same time, for him being young, and I like the fact that you have mentioned that he is already active, but it is important to also keep other sports in there. So whether it's a little bit of swimming or running and playing ball sports as well, that's always going to be important to develop his motor skills further as well as his physical development going forward.
Absolutely. Christine, thank you very much for that question. Devlin, thanks for that answer as well. I love hearing it. Youngsters getting into cycling, and it's an amazing sport. And let's hope he keeps at it. It is a wonderful time to start. I wish I'd started at that sort of age. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.